This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Not.
That was my big welcome to the This Is
Not
Us podcast. But they hit us on Sunday with Jack dying, and they hit us last night with that episode, in my opinion, was more emotional than the Super Bowl episode.
It was 10 times harder for me to watch this episode. The emotions, I felt like I started crying from start to finish. It was just it was super emotional dealing with the aftermath of Jack's death. But there was a ray of sunshine that I'll bring up for me later on. But what did you think?
Yeah, I like the fact that it was an all flashback episode.
Yeah.
We didn't see any current characters in there. I want to go out and buy a Jeep Grand Wagoneer right now.
The family vehicle.
Oh my gosh.
All the stains and the marks and the dents and
I don't know where to start. I mean, a couple things that jumping out is, I'm going to go start to finish. Like one in the beginning, everyone pick up on this? The whole bridge thing. I don't know where her fear of bridges came in, that particular bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't want to drive over the bridge and the sing-along, and then they cross that bridge. And did you pick up how they ended the episode?
She drove across the same bridge to go see Bruce Springsteen with her kids.
Amazing.
I know.
She gets, I'm like, and then with and what was going on in the backseat of the Grand Wagoneer when she was driving across the bridge?
The first time or the last time?
The last time.
They were just sitting there.
Randall and Kevin, do you see they reached over and they held hands?
Oh, yes, I did see that. I, you know what? You just jogged my memory on something. I want to see if I can find something. But hold on one second. That was really beautiful.
It was, yeah, just so many little things in that episode. Like the speech when they went to, when Rebecca has the inner ear problem and they're not sure what's going on, they're waiting for the test, and they go to that tree. The tree he picks because it's closest to a payphone.
Yeah.
And he gives her the speech about she's going to live forever, you're going to live forever. And she's like, that doesn't make any sense. He's like, no, I want you to know I'm going to go first. Like
when people make premonitions and stuff like that, like it really gets me upset. I don't like people that predict their deaths or the order of deaths, because I feel like you're putting that out in the universe. Like that's becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, part of me wishes he never said that, and maybe things would have ended up different.
But I think with Jack, he probably wanted to go first. He wants his kids to live a long life. He wants his wife to live a long life. But then he says right there, I don't want to be put in the ground. I don't want to be in the ground. And that's when we know that his final wishes after he does pass, what they are.
To be spread around that tree, which had no significance other than it was by a payphone.
And just the whole spreading of the ashes, I've never done that before, but I always envision like when someone spreads someone's ashes, it's kind of a more of a grandiose spreading. You're throwing them up in the air. I felt like they were putting down fertilizer or seeds. Just like,
I've heard of ash spreading gone wrong before, and that's probably why. Mm-hmm. We have some friends whose grandmother or grandfather, I can't remember, that their wish was to have their ashes spread in the ocean. So they went out to the Santa Monica Pier, and you know, you go all the way out, and they had to be careful because I don't think you're technically supposed to do it. And so they had the urn, and they go to throw it all out, and a big gust of wind up and blow it all back up into their faces. Like, it was just all over them, and they were like, and the surviving spouse, I can't remember if it was a grandma or a grandfather, was saying like, that's something they would do, like, ha, in your face, like, coming back.
Yeah, I got to turn my eyes, grandma, get out of my eyes. You said something about the lightning moment at the end of the episode.
Something I learned, it was actually, I didn't realize that this, can you turn my audio on?
Yeah, let me hold on. Plug you in so everyone can get it.
Okay, this was their favorite Weird Al song. La 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 la.
I know you like.
And Randall's all geeked out saying, do you think we're going to meet Weird Al?
I have to be honest. I never heard that song from Weird Al. I'm like, ooh, I wonder what their favorite Weird Al song is. Like, you know, Eat It or I'm Fat. No, it's Lasagna.
Because you know why? What did Jack have Rebecca make on every Super Bowl Sunday?
Oh, my gosh, JC, you always put these things together. Wow, how do you do that? I didn't even think of that. Amazing.
I was thinking about you when Kate is skipping school and Jack rolls up on her and asks her what she's doing. And she's going to go see Alanis Morissette. And she's trying to explain to Jack how Alanis Morissette is this cool new artist. And what do you call her? What is this? Atlantis?
Atlantis, yeah. I felt like I was reliving my life when I saw that moment, because I remember having the same conversation with my dad the first time I saw Alanis Morissette. I got to go to the show. It was an under 21 place that was allowing people. It's called the Paramount Cafe in Denver, Colorado. And I begged my dad, like, please, can I go to this show? He always had my curfew at 11. And I was like, I'm begging you, please let me go. My friends will take me. I'll be home safe. And he let me go. It was the first time I saw Alanis Morissette live. And it was just, so when I saw that, I was bawling.
I
was
imagine.
Bawling because I lived that moment. It was so crazy.
A couple other things from last night's episode is, did you pick up on the coffee cup?
The coffee cup. Hold on. Let me think here. The coffee cup. No. Was it red?
No. It was the beginning of the episode. They were driving back to the house and they had the supplies for the Super Bowl party.
In the thing, yeah.
Jack was drinking coffee out of a coffee cup, put it in the cup holder. They went inside to have the Super Bowl. He dies the night of the fire, night of the Super Bowl. She's in the Grand Wagoneer a couple days later, driving to the funeral, and realizes his coffee cup
is still
in the cup holder.
I'm going to start crying. I seriously am. Oh my gosh. Why is this show so, like, why do I get so emotional watching this show? No show's ever done this to me before.
I know it.
Ugh.
Every character in Miguel's speech when he's speaking at Jack's funeral, saying that when his mother passed away, he was afraid that he was going to break down and start crying during his speech. And Jack said, if you're going to cry, just stop and take a drink of water as a pause.
Mm-hmm.
And what did Miguel say? There's not enough water in the world to get me through this speech today.
It's so true. I mean, what a friend.
Miguel!
It's, you know, I will say, and I don't want to jump too far ahead, but at the very end when they showed scenes for next week, they said, and Jack's story is not over.
It's just beginning.
That made me really happy because I was just like, is it now? What else can they do with Jack? Like, what? Now we know. And there's a whole another side to what has gone on with that man.
We get Vietnam, Jack. We're going to Vietnam. I mean, this show is taking us all over the place.
It's crazy. And just going back to last week's episode or Sunday's episode, with the flash forwards, I wonder if we're going to be getting a lot of flash forwards now where we saw old Randall. Will we see old Kevin, old Kate? Is there an old Kevin, old Kate? Who knows? It's just, this show is so well done.
Well, here's the good news, bad news. The good news is the next episode is going to be the episode that they filmed here in Las Vegas that we went down and stormed the set. The bachelorette party for Toby and Kate. The bad news is we have to wait until the Olympics are over. February 27th is when we get our next shot of This Is Us.
I don't know if I can wait that long. My gosh. And will we see Jocelyn walking around the background?
I paused and looked to see if she was in the background. I couldn't see her.
That's so funny.
Okay, so that'll do it for a couple of weeks for the This Is Not Us podcast. We do a We Are Not Olympians podcast to talk about the Olympics.
You're not saying not properly. It has to be This Is Not Us.
I love my father and I love him well. See him someday soon. I love my father and I love him well. I hope to see him someday soon. 'Cause where I live it gets dark at night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.